Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since the last council meeting, the committee has met once, and that was a joint meeting with the advisory panel incurred on April 3rd. The summary of that meeting, you can find it under tab 10.
Can we get conversations outside, please?
Summary of that meeting, you can find under tab 10, is document 1. The bulk of that meeting is devoted to briefing and discussion on the recent listing of Atlantic Sturgeon. Meeting began with a presentation by Kim Damon Randall, very similar to the one we saw this morning. I want to thank Kim for enduring a very intense and lengthy question and answer session following her presentation. After that, the committee received a brief overview by Henry Milliken of the Science Center of some promising cooperative gear research that's being conducted by Dwayne Fox and others on bycatch reduction in the monkfish gillnet fishery. This work involves lower profile tie downs on the gillnets, and we're looking forward to more in-depth presentation on that research once the project report has been vetted by the Science Center. Further discussion that afternoon dealt with potential ways in which to reduce the interaction with sturgeon in the monkfish fishery, and I noticed that some of the feedback from that discussion had been incorporated into Kim's slide on potential measures to reduce interactions and mortalities. That's on slide 39. Moving on to Amendment 6. If you recall, at the last council meeting, council recommended adopting a control date in the monkfish fishery to limit speculative activity in anticipation of Amendment 6. Since then, the Mid-Atlantic Council has affirmed that recommendation at their February meeting, and as I understand it, the control date should be published in the near future. With regard to PDT activity, at its January meeting, the Monkfish Committee had tasked the PDT with developing a range of alternatives for consideration in Amendment 6, including modifications of the existing days at sea system, a days at sea leasing option, integration of monkfish into sector management, and ITQs. Phil's been working with PDT to develop management options for those broad alternatives. He has met with a core group of PDT members on two occasions, and has had subsequent conference calls and several lengthy personal calls with those key members. As a result of that activity, there is several analytical tasks underway, and there has been some development of management alternatives. Toward the end of our meeting, the committee received a presentation by Jonathan Labery of GMRI. He presented a proposal to facilitate a series of monkfish outreach meetings in New England and the Mid-Atlantic. The intent of these meetings would be to focus on some of the deeper issues facing the fishery and help inform the work of the PDT and the committee toward developing Amendment 6. Under their plan, the first phase of these meetings would have been to more completely characterize the problems identified in the fishery and subsequent ongoing analysis of PDT. The second phase of these meetings would have been similar to the fish tank meetings conducted by GMRI in the run-up to Amendment 16 of the groundfish plan. In subsequent discussions, some of the committee members felt that outreach may be a little bit of a rehash of the scoping effort and maybe a little premature in the Amendment 6 process. And it was also indicated by one member the industry is a little bit, at this point, paralyzed over the sturgeon listing, and some of the members suggested maybe their effort be redirected toward gathering some information on the sturgeon listing that may be helpful, given recent events. So based on that feedback, John said they would continue to work on that proposal. So that's all of my report, Chairman.
Thank you. Jim, did you have a question?
Yeah. Mark, I'm wondering, and it seems like
you know, we've had some comments, and it even does seem to me that amendments, it's going very slow. And I'm wondering if we would, and this maybe is a question for you to Phil and both of you, if we took the ITQ section off the table, in other words, and just worked on measures such as sectors or days of sea leasing or those things, would that make this have a chance to start moving forward? Is it the ITQ section, do you think, that's really going to bog us down? And so what I'm wondering is if we narrowed the scope a little bit, would that get things jump-started and let this move forward?
No doubt it would narrow the scope and reduce some of the work. Some of the problem in getting this going has been the availability of the PDT members to actually focus their attention on some of this work. Some of the key members who are, you know, factor heavily into the analysis and what goes on have been engaged in other things, and it's been tough for Phil to move forward in that respect. So certainly reducing the scope would help this move forward, but I don't know if it would really jumpstart it. You know, maybe Phil can address that a little more completely.
I would have to agree with Mark that narrowing the scope of Amendment 6 would expedite its development. Furthermore, it would shorten the timeline in terms of getting it through, because we would avert the need for a referendum. In terms of the PDT activities, we are probably getting to the point where people are now, because they had the time to plan, to commit, and completed their previous obligations, will be able to get more engaged. In fact, I have been back and forth with people now that they have returned to their offices and can focus on this. So I expect that things will advance more quickly in the near future.
Having that feedback, and I'm going to make a motion that we move Amendment 6 forward without consideration of an ITQ in the monk fisheries at this time for the purpose of expediting this amendment. Otherwise, we're going to get stuck. We're not going to be able to respond to anything. So that's the motion. The motion is shorter than that, and my rationale was involved in that. But just that we remove the ITQ consideration in Amendment 6 at this time.
Is there a second? Glenn, Libby?
Now that still leaves cat shares available as an option under sectors, still leaves days at sea leasing as a possibility, still leaves a lot of possibilities to work to make the fisheries more efficient and reach the goals that we've outlined in Amendment 6. It just takes out that one consideration that will for sure bog us down and take probably a year or two to get through. So that's my rationale.
Council, Dr. Pierce, and then Dr. Grout.
Well, we made an earlier decision to go with the ITQs. I assume that we did that with the Mid-Atlantic Council's approval, that council wants to go in that direction as well. So my question is, if we do indeed pass this, then how would we deal with the Mid-Atlantic Council understanding that this amendment will also include consideration of ITQs?
I'm not sure of the first part of your question. From the standpoint of what the consideration of when it was included, what the consideration of that was with the MID.
Right, that's the simple question is, what will the Mid-Atlantic Council's response be if they already have supported Amendment 6 with an ITQ option? If we pass this, will we have to then get the Mid-Atlantic Council to do the same thing, have this, the same motion passed on their behalf?
George.
Attending both councils, I recall that they've had similar discussions as to this one. I can't recall that they've made any decisions on it, but I know that they've had some interest in moving certain elements of the amendment forward faster, and removing the ITQ from it has come up. I can't tell you any more than that. Maybe Erling can, but this, I think, would not be a surprise to them. But that's just for your information.
Erling?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. George is right. I mean, I don't remember exactly how we did this, but I think he's pretty much right that we did address this. Wanted to take out the ITQ cashiers element and then move forward. I think that's how it went down.
Doug Grapp. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm opposed to this motion. One of the things that happened with Amendment 16 is I feel we rushed the implementation of sector management, given that we had the ACL and AM requirement. It was clearly stated by the former Northeast Regional Administrator that we didn't have time to do that properly, and I think that's what ended up happening. We rushed into this Amendment 16, and that's why we're trying to put Band-Aids on it right now to improve it, to make it work. I think it's very important with our next catch share system that we do have a full range of alternatives here and that we take the time to thoroughly evaluate the various options and to give a full range of options to our industry here to make this, if we're going to do this, make it work and work right the first time instead of coming back and putting Band-Aids on it. So because of this, I am opposed to this motion, and I think it's important that ITQs be in this. In support? Glenn.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I support the motion. I think we need to move this along. I understand the need to do things right, but if we don't do something pretty quick, there won't be any industry to, with everything else coming along, with the cuts and cod and everything we've been talking about, there won't be any industry to take advantage of the things that we have done left. Thank you.
Again, Dave Gaethel.
I'm not against the four. I actually have a question. Trying to understand why taking out consideration of an ITQ will expedite this amendment. Is it because by having an ITQ in here, you have to set up the referenda? I mean, you may end up with, as an example, a referenda at some point anyway. If a court should rule that sectors are, in fact, in a form of ITQ, you're going to have to develop a referenda anyway. So, again, could the maker or the seconder explain to me how this is going to speed things up?
That's exactly right. That if we go down an ITQ plan, we are looking at a referendum, and I think that's going to take several years to develop. And we need to address some things in this amendment before several years. Do we need a referendum on sectors or something? Look, the court ruled on it. It's under appeal, but we can't hold back and wait for an appeal. We work with what we know today, right? Now what we know is that a sector system doesn't need a referendum, so we could move that forward. Or we may end up just doing days at sea leasing or something. I don't know, but I know that this looks to me like it's going to end up being a habitat amendment. And 5 years from now, you'll still be working on it at the rate we're going.
Frank Bond.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Like George, I go back and forth between the two councils, and I think I know, or I've heard quite a few comments on how at least the industry feels. I'm not so sure about the council down there. But my question is, if this motion's even in order, I'm looking at the agenda, and I'm looking at the status sheet, and on the status sheet it says council action, none. And under the agenda, nowhere does it say we're taking action on anything. It says a summary of recent committee meeting discussions.
Are you contemplating this? Or?
I'm sorry. I'm totally. Repeat the question. I'm totally absorbed in
this. The question was whether this motion was in order since the status sheet for this report said no, there would be no council action. The person asking the question thought that the agenda didn't indicate, you know, consideration of ITQs. I read it as an update on the progress to develop Amendment 6 to the Monkfish FMP, an action that will include a catch share management alternative. So it's not like it was completely unmentioned in the agenda. But.
Right, but I think this is a significant enough change that it would, that I think you need to be more specific in the agenda to specify that this is coming up. And you could probably word this to say that further consideration. Maybe even by the committee, as well as a request to the Mid-Atlantic Council to consider this as well for and then make a decision, a final decision on this at the next council meeting, something along those lines. So you give notice to the public that you're seriously considering this, but you're not taking final action to remove it until the next council meeting so that the public has opportunity to fully weigh in before you take final action.
Just on a procedural, if I rule this out of order with a comment that it should be brought back up at the June meeting, is
yeah,
that reasonable?
Yeah, that would be appropriate, I think.
Okay, so I'm going to rule it out of order and request that we have this revisited at the June council meeting.
You could have let me withdraw the motion on my next to the last meeting.
Phil.
Yeah, briefly to some of my comments are no longer necessary because the Mid-Atlantic will be considering this in June, but I was going to say that I could carry forward with the other things until there was concurrence by the Mid, and we still wouldn't lose any time on that. With regard to David's question about the work, in addition to the referendum, which is more of a timing issue, but there's also substantial work in developing the referendum provisions. If you eliminate a body of alternatives and the associated analyses, which are going to be different than the sector analyses, then of course the staff resources necessary to move forward on the amendment can be focused on those remaining alternatives. So it's not just the referendum, but there'd be time savings right at the beginning from that. And the third question was, just for clarification, I'm not sure, the language of the alternatives was integrating monkfish into groundfish sectors. And I'm not sure, Jim, if your intent is to establish more of a monkfish sector that would be able to engage people from the that don't have groundfish permits. And we can take that up at the committee level, but in the meantime, it's just a question that I think should be there, because it's not clear that we're just, you know, it's not all sectors. It's just the integration into the groundfish sector as it stands right now.
One question either for Phil, either for you or Mark, and I brought it up at the committee meeting and had requested updating of the timelines for looking at this. I don't know if you've had time to do it, but certainly it answers part of the question brought up with this, which is, you know, where are we going to be in the process of getting this done? And if we have those mile markers along the way, then we have something to essentially hold your feet to the fire to get it done. But if we don't have that, then we continue to miss what were perceived deadlines. So I would urge you to get that the timelines, work on getting those done and updated.
At this, if I may just, at this point, the timeline is still the same. If that is, the council will approve a range of alternatives. I believe it's the November meeting. And that was with or without this thing right here.
I think that the discussion had to focus on the fact that, you know, the PDT was doing some other things and had other issues, but we need to know when it is that the, you know, the PDT is going to get their work done so that the committee can continue to develop their work. Erling?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So it's my understanding this motion that was just ruled out of order will be forwarded to the Mid-Atlantic Council for consideration in June at our meeting?
Well, it would. I think your meeting is prior to our meeting. So I think my response is it more likely we've got to do something with it, and then subsequent to that, you know, if we had met at the same time, it might be possible to do it at the same time.
So we could possibly deal with it at our August meeting. That's our next one after that.
Yeah, I would hope you'd have maybe the discussion at your June meeting, and I can certainly talk with the chair. Jim.
Well, I'm not sure how you guys operate, but you could put it on your agenda and take action on it. The reason we can't take action on it is we didn't post it on our agenda, and I don't know if your agenda's gone out yet. I don't think it has. So if you guys, maybe Rip can talk to the chairman, and if you guys could put it on your agenda and it passes, then we've already taken one step, and we don't have to wait till August. Just trying to make a suggestion.
Yeah, Jim's correct. I misspoke. You can do it, certainly contingent upon the fact that we ultimately do it.
Yeah, I think our agenda will come out probably another couple of weeks.
Mark, do you have anything else?
No, Mr. Chairman, that's all.
Anybody else have anything on the monkfish? Tom.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Getting back to how to move forward as quickly as possible, I think we can probably streamline the alternatives to be considered, but it's troubling to hear what I think I heard about the PDT ability to meet, and perhaps we need to look at who's on the PDT and whether we can improve the resources and staffing that we have there. From Mark's introduction, it's not clear to me that since the committee and council passed the motion on the range of alternatives for Amendment 6, the PDT even formally met. I know there's some small groups and small conversations on the side, but if we have a PDT that over the course of several months can't actually physically meet to discuss this, whether we have four or five alternatives, I'm not sure we're going to move forward that much faster. So maybe it's something that could be considered. I know when they do meet, they do great work, but if we don't have folks that can consistently commit to that time over a period of several months, I think that's a real, you know, something that's going to stand in the way of us meeting the goal Phil laid out in terms of timing.
Paul?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll ask Phil to prepare me some notes about Monkfish PDT, and I'll bring it to the NRCC meeting because we deal with resources to get our job done, and if there's been an issue, it should be brought up at NRCC.
Anything else under Monkfish? Phil?
I just want to make sure I'm clear. I have the authority to transmit to Jim Armstrong, my counterpart at the Mid-Atlantic, to put this question on the agenda for the Mid-Atlantic meeting.
Please do.
Thanks.
Maggie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With regards to the motion that was tabled, I was just wondering if there is going to be any committee meetings between now and June, and then that could be taken up at the committee level then when both the Mid and the New England councils are together. So I just wanted to suggest that as another way to deal with that motion. But I also wanted to request that the staff post the notices of the PDT meetings on the council webpage so that people from the stakeholders can listen in to those discussions. Thank you.
I'm not seeing a scheduled meeting on my schedule.
We haven't scheduled the groundfish meeting yet, sort of pending this discussion today. And with regards to the PDT meetings, when I hold a formal PDT meeting, I will certainly post those out. That's always been the operating procedure.
Thank you. Dave?
Yeah, because of the comment that Maggie just made, because we didn't vote on this, does that it's still on the table, right? I mean, the committee will still be developing this as an alternative? Okay. Thank you.
Anything else on Monkfish? Okay. We will break. It's 12:30. We're going to try and shoot for 1:30 of an afternoon of groundfish. Thank you.